Welcome in to episode 153 of Caithness Craft Collective. I'm Louise and today I've got a blether with Mumford in it across the Atlantic. And that's pretty much it, apart from a dram section with a Finlagan single malt whisky. I sponsor this for my own crafty business, which is www.etsy.com/shop/caithnesscraft. The links should be with the show notes, and I promise to do them this episode. So get your cup of tea or your dram, and I'll let you know what crack is in Caithness this week.
Now for the blether.
The blether. Mumfording it across the Atlantic. This episode is the I was on an amazing holiday, and you get to hear about it episode. And don't despair, crafty friends, there are some crafty bits in it. Last I spoke to you, I was in my polytunnel with the rain starting off the ground outside. I did get out and weeded it, and now I'm back, it needs weeded all over again. Inside the polytunnel, I'm growing strawberries, herbs, asparagus, buddleia to attract the bees and butterfly, and a marigold and a plum tree, three apple trees and some mental raspberries. It's not a huge tunnel, but it's more than enough for a family of four and a grandma. Then, after a lot of organisation of said family, we headed south to stay at the wonderful Giffnet girls Ella's house. Hello to you and Andy. I hope you enjoyed the golf. They kindly gifted my bairns some nano blocks, which is tiny Lego, and they've had so much fun with it, I recommend this to all children of all ages all over the world. Apart from the little ones. I wouldn't say you would want it under four, because it's tiny. Mind you, their little fingers are probably good for it then. We flew Iceland Air via Iceland on the way there and back. Oh, and in Ella's house, we watched the very last episode of The Great British Sewing Bee, which was excellent. A well-deserved winner to Charlotte. And quite enjoyed this series. I didn't actually mention that I was watching it, I don't think. But it made me want to sew. So I think that they did their job. And also, Charlotte was wearing quite a bit of knitwear and she is on Ravelry, so she's told people what happens in the background of the show a little bit. So it was good. They were nice contestants. The judges were quite good crack. And it's just a really good way of thinking, it doesn't look all that hard after all. Well, it is that hard, but it's all in the fit. If you remember that, you're halfway there. So, back to the family. We flew Iceland Air via Iceland on the way there and back. I recommend you try Iceland Air as the planes are modern and every seat has a telly screen with entertainment. They give the children a pack of food, headphones and a boogie and some crayons. The staff are mainly wonderful and the cost was pretty good in comparison to a direct flight. I would also recommend having your very own Nora meet you off the plane. Hi Nora. Listeners who know the area will appreciate this. She came from Silver Springs out to Dulles just to meet us and put us in the taxi, and then she went home again. Plus, I could ask her anything I wanted Washington related, which was pretty handy. So thank you, my lovely Nora. More on her later. Didn't just abandon her. I didn't just go, just meet us off the plane and that is it. We met later. On our first day of Washington, it was hot. Comparison to here. Think 33 degrees C hot, and in comparison to the 13 degrees C that we'd left was a huge difference. So out came all the shorts and the vests. Hooray for me packing and spending time in reconnaissance, and hooray for air conditioning. We found the Supreme Court mainly because we had gone to a diner for an American breakfast and it was the closest building that we recognised from films. We pretended that we were in one of those films, of course, and then we went firstly for the air conditioning, and then we found a really interesting building inside with a tour of the main court area. History and culture, my lord. After a loop of the mall, which is the big part area between Capitol Hill Building and the Washington big pointy monument, we then went to the Air and Space Museum, which is free to get into, and more air conditioning, Wi-Fi and water bottle refilling. Twin State Summer Camp. Well, what can I say? The very kind and hospitable standing for State Representative, I'll vote for him, Dale Hamby, came and picked us up from the Aberdeen train station. That made me laugh. Aberdeen. And took us up to camp and then took Richard and the bairns home to his farm where they all had a ball. I was actually jealous I would have been two places at once. Richard went cycling, saw a rat snake, and the bairns were excellent farm hands and now can name all the alpacas, and Dale got a taste of grandchildren and loved it. So that suited me down to the ground because then I was left free at camp, albeit I want to be at the farm at the same time. I was bunking in with Jan, Heidi and Darcy, and they were all excellent roommates. The summer camp itself is how it was described, rustic. If you've ever been to a summer camp, you will know what I mean. For us Brits, think going camping with the guides or scouts, then add 33 degrees heat with not much air conditioning, but there was outdoor swimming pool, resident fox, red cardinals, and my favourite thing ever, lightning bugs. I've never ever seen them, and I never expected them, so they were special to me. We were handed a goodie bag as we arrived, and we got to choose what colours of the yarn we wished of the Haiku by Skazelle Kenzie. This is in worsted weight, and it's a wool, nylon, angora and alpaca blend. Oh, this is beautiful stuff to work with. It feels lovely in the hands, and it knits up like a dream. I chose my colours of teal and lightish blue-ish teal. Plus, we had our hands on a printed out pattern of the Stripe Domination by Twins at Aylin, which is a really wonderful pattern. I'm slightly biased, of course, but if you want to start colour work, then this is a good way into it, and at only six of your American dollars, quite a good deal. We also had a magazine by Skazelle, which had loads of patterns in it too, and there was a bag of goodies from Infinite Twist with Notions, and from Fairwinds Farm there was a handy Notions zipped pouch, some kookaburra wash and some scour liquid, and a tape measure or a pair of snips. And then there was a wee lovely pouch of yarn and voucher from the Stephen B and lots of other yarny goodies too. The food was really plentiful American fare, which was great because then it gave me a chance to eat my way around the food staples. They were really helpful for those with dietary requirements too, so there was quite a range and I was really happy that I liked most of it anyway. But there was unlimited drinks available and loads of salads, so I was quite full as a full thing. The first night was just dandy to meet new people and people I already knew from last time when I was over the pond, as in Twin St Jan herself. I love you more, Jan, every time I meet you. And Pat Fragg, who is the kindest ever lady, and I want to spend as much time as I could with you. Also, Gail of the Nocturnal Knitter was there, and if I could bottle Gail's laugh, I would use it as medicine. We could also have not just the Sandy and Daisy giggle, but the Gail giggle too. Well, that rhymes. We had great giggles about our dogs, and Travers' mum Sue was there too with her beautiful smile and her knowing wink. They knew me well and I was so thankful to meet them all again and spend time with them. Then of course I got to actually meet Twins at Aylin in real life, who has got quite the mischief in her eyes. I don't know if it was the one day to retirement she had got going on, but she's got quite a twinkle. And I loved spending time with her in the pool when she knitted, or sitting with her all Saturday morning. And I have to say sorry to two Susans and a Phoebe and a Cindy who, as I vaulted away from them when Aylin came through the door, but I had actually promised Aylin that I was going to sit with her that morning. They probably never noticed. Hopefully it's all fine, but I apologise. The first night we had our dinner, then we went and we sat under a tree and knitted and talked and knitted and talked and talked and knitted. And I was looking right past another Cindy, this is Yoga Cindy, and I thought, my eyes are going funny, as I kept getting a wee flare in them. And then eventually sort of stopped talking and asked, my eyes are going funny. And they all went, oh no, it's lightning bugs. Oh, lightning bugs! Joy of joys! So I was whisked into the Frog Princess and all other cartoons with lightning bugs. I've never been anywhere with those before. And then of course there was the campfire, and I got to meet Jan's daughter Marie, who's uber cool. I don't know if she realised, but I've adopted into her family, so she's now my niece. I'll have to be up my game for being the cool auntie, though. I got to try a s'more for the first time, and whilst it was okay, it's probably the last time. I appreciate it, though. See, you've got the American lingo. I appreciate it, though. I much prefer a naked marshmallow. And apparently there was singing, but I went to bed reasonably early, which is when I got to meet Jen Sheelan of the Jen Sheelan podcast, Now, she is a delight, apart from this one time at band camp. She was the one who was in the bathroom cleaning her teeth when I discovered, when I went to clean my teeth, that my toothbrush had my perfume leaking onto it. Ah, still feel, ugh. Never do this, listeners. It's horrible, even if it is Chanel. But do go watch Jen's podcast and buy her mason and jam jar patterns, and they are really beautiful in real life. I drifted off to sleep that night, listening to this sneaky episode that the Twin Saints put out on the Tuesday before camp, and I hadn't got a chance to listen to, but I did download it on Jan's broadband. Ha 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 ha. Then, to kind of drown out the noise of the chattering woman, I plugged it in, and I have to say, it is the weirdest thing ever, listening to a voice that you're so familiar with whilst you are going about your day, and then there's the same voice talking away in the background in actual real life when you're trying to go to sleep. I don't think many people will have experienced this phenomenon. And I was do-do-do-do-do, phenomenon, boop-boop-boop-boop. I was fair tickled by it. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And I had to listen again in the morning because I fell asleep halfway through. I often do, to be honest, but it's not often to them. They're day-listening material because I don't like missing out and having to rewind. The next day, I was up bright and breezy at 5:45 a.m, feeling really quite refreshed, it has to be said. Those beds are very comfortable. And off I went for my run and my swim. I got back when they were out knitting and yogaing. I did intend on yoga. There is no try. There is do or do not. Oh no, that's Yoda. But I did not quite try the yoga. The first morning was Twin St. Ellen's very professional and delightful workshop on her striped domination hat, which, as I said before, is using two colours, and it shows you how to work the colours to show the dominating colourway and how to get your gauge with the different nasal sizes. I was sitting with Norman and Susan Otis, Phoebe, Jan, Terry and Cindy. And Norman, I hope you got on good with your marathon training, so it's not long now. And there was a couple of others who decreed that if I didn't finish the hat, I didn't get to eat that day. I was pretty hungry, but it has to be said. As well, I went wrong a couple of times and I had a faff looking for my knitting needles. But Ellen's teaching was really worthwhile, and I was sad that the class was ended for the others to eat lunch. I got to eat, it's okay. Only joking. Margaret is so funny. In the afternoon, Ellen was teaching us Tunisian crochet, both flat and in the round. And I had along with me some hand spun. Now, long time listeners may remember that quite a few years ago now, I had some plain merino which I dyed with some powders that my friend Sarah's sister took back from Peru. And it was the little beetles that were crushed up. Cochineal chilies. I also had some dark teal merino that I had spun. And I'd made a cowl from Natalie Sargent's mock cable hat and cowl pattern when we had the Natalie Sargent along. And I used the rest of the dark teal as the main colour and almost weaving in the red and the orange beetle dyed yarn through it with the Tunisian crochet. Now I didn't get too far on it at the time because I was kind of basing it on Ellen's paving cowl Tunisian crochet pattern. But in the end, as her pattern is in fingering weight, and mine was almost in bulky, so I really in the end went just with a circle, no shaping at all. But I did do crab stitch on the top and the bottom, and I was inspired by you, Ellen. I didn't finish it either. I was quite hungry that day. The rest of them got meatloaf, chicken, cornbread, mashed potato, anything stereotypical American, of course, and it was just wonderful. And even eggs to order. So I got to ask for mine sunny side up, which tickled me. They're like, why are you laughing? And I said, never mind. After tea, a blue car appeared. And in the boot, there was two Finn sheep. One called Marshmallow and the other one called Pirate. In the front of the car was Dale, I'll vote for him, Richard and my bairns. While the knitters all loved the sheep who decided to move into the camp, the sheep were having a rail of a time, Richard and the bairns and I went to the pool, and they were pool knitting in earnest, not your guinea pig earnest. Lots of fun was had by all after the lightning bugs appeared. The bairns went back to the farm then to bed. We stayed out for a bit and then to bed it was. The early nights, bit of a surprise to me, but with the jet lag I did not argue. A huge thank you to Diane, who she drove all the way from to and from Wisconsin, and she gifted me and the Bairns yarn and cheese heads and sweetie cow pies. Oh, listeners, I got to meet Sarah Monty of Sarah Monty Designs. We were tennis buddies. I find it really hard not to celebrate in front of her when Andy Murray won Wimbledon on the Sunday, because I knew she was going to watch it later when she got home, but I was looking on the BBC, I was following it on the BBC at the time. With the time difference, he'd won before my breakfast. Now, Sarah has a couple of new designs out. One's called the Boardwalk Shawl, and it's a crescent shape. And you start in the border, and then you pick up and you use short row shaping for the body, and you use two colours. And the other is called Sail On, and it is a, well, think of a sail shape, which I think is quite the new way of doing a shawl these days. But it's quite cool, and she's used 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 colours. So you could use your mini skeins if you so desired. But it is, it's really, really nice. So go look out for that. On the Saturday morning, the same thing, with going for a run and seeing the Red Cardinals. And, oh, they have swallows there too, which I quite liked. And I didn't expect to see them there, so it was quite cool. That morning, my new BFF, Astrid, she led a workshop on alternates. And this is where she taught us how to use plastic bags or the net bags that you get with fruit or old sheets, and how to cut them up into a really funky way so that you're not cutting for hours and hours and hours round and round and round. She's going to do a YouTube video on this so you can quickly make plarn, which is yarn made out of plastic. Plarn, plastic yarn. Well done. I headed off with Astrid straight away. She's a long time listener, and she's my kind of girl. I love you too, Carson, not to be left out too. Carson is her daughter, and they were a wonderful addition to the group. Astrid had plenty of examples of the recycled objects of bags made into grocery bags, scrubbies with the net or the edges for scrubbing pots and pans, and she gets sheets from her sports massage person where she sews them into a tube, and then she cuts them up and makes mats out of them. Her next big project is going to be making a hammock out of ladies' tights. Whilst I sat in the class and I really enjoyed it, and I've been cutting up bags now I'm home, not the 5p carrier bags from Tesco's, listeners, oh no, they disintegrate too quickly anyway. I have shoppers, like IKEA bags, but the bags that the bread comes in and the apples and the oranges. I'm sorely in need of scrubbies for my pans. Oh hey, I used Jan's magic sponge on her glass top stove, which worked wonderfully. I think I'm going to get me one of those too. Although that's not actually recycling, but that just popped into my head. Oh, I didn't finish the sentence. Whilst I sat in the class and really enjoyed it, both my company of Ellen and then having Astrid and Carson as teachers, I didn't actually take part at the time. The long, long, long time listeners, I don't know if I've still got you, but you may possibly remember right back at the beginning that I'd already knitted with plastic bags. I had been collecting pink Superdrug plastic bags and I had made half a shopper bag. I think it's time to go back to this project, if I still have it and I didn't throw it away the last time I was tidying up. Plastic bag can be quite sticky to knit with if you're hot and there's not too much give in it, but it gives you a sense of enormous well-being to be recycling. You can also chase the pigeons too. That's a line from Park Life by Blur. I don't chase the pigeons, honest. Also in the UK, there's a 5p charge on carrier bags these days, so we don't tend to have that as many anymore. But we do have bags that, say, bread comes in and other foods. And it's amazing how much length you can get out of one wee bag. Oh, the jokes. Oh, the jokes. Well, I have a lot of time for you, Astrid, and your fishnet stockings. There was a vendor fair on the Saturday and I cleared my shop of tartan bags. I'd made some Bruce tartan bags, which was a Twin Sites summer camp joke from the first year, as they'd all started calling each other Bruce, as aka the Monty Python sketch. The Campbell tartan was a big hit too. It's a really bonny blue. Also at the vendor fair was Fairwinds Farm and their yarns, fibres, and I'll vote for you, Dale Hamby's wood turning. He's a wonderful pair of hands on him for that. Oh, we've adopted him too. I wish I could vote for him. He's the only person I've actually ever wanted to vote for. I think he's through the stick of Blackpool Rock genuine. And also, Sarah Monty had her patterns, and I saw the Adronadak, which I probably still said wrong. She did say it to me, and I just kind of, I'm looking at Sarah Monty. Wow, I'll never really remember say how that. But I looked at the shawl in real life. I said, I've made one of these, and my mom has it now, and she loves it as a really warm winter shawl. And I adopt Sarah too, actually. But not when the tennis is on Sarah, so don't worry. And up the other end was Susan of A Riot of Colour. And I got my mum a sock blank that she won't have a clue how to work. Mum likes socks. She's good at them for herself, where I failed. I'm okay at Bairn's socks, but not so much my own. Susan's stand was indeed a riot of colour, and Susan is a riot. Good name in there, Susan. Oh, and speaking of Susans, the lovely Susan B. Anderson, I love you, Susan B. Anderson, has got a new sock pattern out, and she has got an afterthought heel, and it's for when you're doing self-striping yarn and you want to keep the heel not matching it but not upsetting the balance of the stripes. And she's got a knit along going with it, but I'm really quite tempted to take shot of looking at this pattern, because when I went over on the plane I was knitting and I was using bamboo DPNs, and always fine in Glasgow airport, and they're really sniffy in Glasgow airport about things that you're not allowed to take on the plane. So I was knitting on a pair of socks for Daisy, and I got down to where the heel should be, but I didn't take any pattern with me, so it's just sat there. So I've got the cuff and down to where the heel starts. So I think that might be an investment in Susan B. Anderson's very well written patterns, going back to my weekend, or my holiday. Now that afternoon, Saturday, was free, and I spent it mostly avoiding a thunderstorm, and I could finally eat, because I finished my micro preemie striped domination hat. And I gave it to Ellen so she could give it to her daughter, who is an obstetrician, and she hands these wee baby hats out to who needs it more than me for a gauge swatch. You know, I'm all for preemie hats, having been there twice myself. You're not necessarily giving the baby as much comfort as the parents, you know. Do you think that somebody sat somewhere or stood or even swam and knitted for a decent time a wee hat for your baby is a comforting thought? The fact that learning a new technique and making a lifelong friend in real life is beside the point, but there was much love in all the hats that we finished that weekend. Thank you, Ellen, for including the micro preemie size in that pattern. And it goes all the way up to adults, so you're getting plenty of bang for your buck. I think that's the phrase. And then the blue car arrived back again with the family. I have to say, I had the best of times. I got all the craft and all the family. Plus, I got to sitting down to eat food that was prepared and putting my dishes in a black tray and someone else cleaned them. What time eating takes when you make it yourself. Then there was more swimming pool and knitting in the pool. Beware of yarn dye running in pools. There was dive bombing, huge weird to us insects that weren't dangerous, and tiny little insects that weren't dangerous but liked to munch on my legs, and I'm only now stopped itching. I think they're called chiggers. And then once the lightning bugs came out again, the family went back to the farm, and the group had show and tell and raffle prizes. I didn't myself win a raffle prize, which we were pretty good. And you know I had a Diane and I had a goodie bag, so I didn't need them. Oh my, were the prizes mouthwateringly good. The show and tell, well, it was mind-blowing. I particularly remember Jen's evening star with beads and a teal green. I love you, Jen. She didn't murder me in my sleep, which I'm grateful for, you know. I'm sure you're all grateful for it too. See, we had a conversation after me being told to speak English, and I says, I am speaking English, it's you that's speaking American English, which, it was hilarious. And she took it in great stead, and it was meant in great stead. This was Heidi. I love you, Heidi. But Jen, I don't know how we got onto this, but we're talking about female murderers, and she reckons she could get away with it. Now, I'm not so sure, because I've watched CSI, and I've read Ian Rankin, I don't reckon she could. But I wasn't going to say that into close proximity, just in case. So the quiet ones you got to watch. But I'm grateful for her for not murdering me and for her company and her non-killing ways. Diane finished a loppy jumper in a green and red and other colours, and it was pretty darn cool. It was part of the uncal. I think it was Laura PA who had a Stephen West pattern. It was somebody on the left side of the room anyway. And they always jump out at me because they're so distinct but very lovely. Apologies if it was another one sitting on that side. But Laura PA, you were ace all the way anyway. There was sock yarn blanket swap going on, and Cindy, who is knitting yoga innie, showed her blanket, which was not the little mitred squares that you think of, but she had cast on so many in a line, and she was just knitting along the line in garter stitch, and it was a strippy sock blanket. And some of the lines weren't full, and some lines were thicker, and some were thin. And I thought it was a really wonderful way of using up the sock yarn without the square part of it, if you didn't want to do that. For my own show and tell, I showed my Karina Westerman's Tornvid using Old Maiden Ants Dark Grey in the Selkie colour. I chose it because I know Karina, and she's very cool and worth spending her time over and money. And also, the grey was a neutral colour which would match my limited travel wardrobe. They seemed to like it. Plus, I dropped the Come to Edinburgh Yarn Fest on them, and they all went, that sounds quite good. I asked to go last out of all of them so I could give out my embossed leather, or not leather, if they're vegetarian or vegans, bookmarks, and these seemed to go down quite well too. And then that meant I lost weight in my suitcase, which I could fill it back up with yarn from Diane, and then there was items on a table of non-requirement. So I got some knit picks and some other cotton. In fact, it was basically just different types of cotton for my mum, because I know that she'll use it. And also, one of them wooden sock measurer things that you put in your sock to see how big it is. And I thought, perfect, that'll do for when I'm knitting Daisy socks. So I put in the Louisa Harding yarn and something else, but I can't remember what it was. And then you put in a donation as well for the cancer. So that was pretty well. It was a really lovely table of, I don't need any more yarn, but look at that lovely yarn. Could I use that? No, I couldn't. So I enjoyed that. There was so much talent in the room. It was mind-blowing. The men and the women around the room were all talented in their other lives too, and quite extraordinary. Helicopter engineers, lawyers, nurses, businesswomen, retired admirals, almost retired general mill workers, housewives, hello, lab technicians, and the list went on. I felt the kindred spirit rise as one, and then the lovely Jan and Ellen closed the gathering and the giving out of the camp badge. Now this I had no clue about. Apparently it's a thing. I'm guessing that all summer camps, they have a theme or a thing. Well, in the past they've had kangaroos and other critters, bears I think. Well, this year it was skunks. We were having this conversation about skunks and Gail was giggling away to herself because it's Gail that organises it. And you know what? I'm a skunk and I'm not ashamed. I am Pepe Le Pew and I'm a friend of Bugs Bunny. See, we don't have skunks, so it's fine. We actually passed a dead one on the motorway going up to Washington. My goodness, does it smell. So I'm kind of glad that we don't. But then we've got other things that stink too. I also got a private tuition on where to go next on my colour collusion shawl by Twin St. Jan, Hamby. She has the next generation of that shawl with her, and she showed me with the part I've done. I've done my first triangle and then I videoed it because I was never going to remember all that. So I just sat and videoed it and it's my little bit of Jan with me. So when I do get to pick it up, I'll know where I'm at. We then went back to our cabins and I decided it was time then to go for a blether with Pat and Gail and drink gin. I also fell properly in love with Heidi, Jen and Darcy. I'm theirs forever now, whether they like it or not. In the morning, we had our farewells. I had another run. We had a camp photo. Jan's photo on Instagram is of me is awful. My hair's frizzy the entire time I was over there. I'm in that stage of hair growing and I'm really tempted to get it all cut off. Now, some of us went up to the farm in a mini car with the funkiest of music going. And then we found a baby alpaca. A newborn alpaca is called a cría, and it has the softest fibre on you will ever feel. It was like stroking air that hugged you back. She has a lovely coat on her and quite the sassy shell to the herd. Dale was fair taken with my family and we would all spend more time on the farm if we could. However, then it was time to go back up to Washington DC when my lovely listener Melissa, who is peace weaver to you on Ravelry, tipped up. Now, she had driven all the way over from Leesburg, way over to near Lancaster, Pennsylvania to pick us up. That's quite a good drive, listeners. She had a good look at the animals and she made a new friend of Jan and they talked Maryland sheep and wool and hopefully got new connections both ways. And then the family and I were off to Leesburg, Virginia, and we passed Maryland sheep and wool. I was almost there. Melissa is so lovely, so kind and thoughtful and really good company. Sadly, poor Richard was suffering with the aeroplane lurgy because he got coughed all over in Reykjavik Airport. And he just deteriorated in the back of the car. And I gave Melissa her own podcast in the front. So she kindly got us to a chemist and we got the equivalent paracetamol, which I then cursed myself for not bringing more of the 16 pence a pack instead of having to buy the $4 a bottle. Rawr. However, he felt better after that. And we had Vietnamese food, which was ace. And then we got to a wonderful town, Leesburg, and sat in front of the courthouse and listened to the funky band called DuPont Circle. Melissa's family works for the company Bluemont, which organises bands to play in the summer in a few towns around the Leesburg area, and it was wonderful. There was a raffle. Guess what? I won. And I had to hand it on because it was for a pedicure in a place I was never going to get to because we were really only there for an hour or two. And I'm so thankful that I could, actually. Melissa, your family are wonderful, kind and welcoming. I loved your grandbeer. He was such a sweetheart. He was just turned one and he was at that stage where he'd go up to people and just want to play. Then Melissa drove us back to Washington, D.C., which you locals will know is a fair trek. Your lovely husband said you'd been looking forward to meeting us and I hope that we didn't let you down. I had such a laugh and seeing the band was really special. We would never have had that experience otherwise. Daisy has still got the tattoo on her arm. And if any of you are into weaving now, Melissa is stupendous. And even Franklin Habit wants to take her class. You meet her, tell her I sent you. In fact, go ask for her. Thank you, Melissa, for your kindness. And I hope that you enjoyed your Scottish goodie bag and your own private personal podcast. I hope I didn't bore the ears off you. The next 3 days we spent sightseeing Washington DC, including the wonderful open-top bus ride, another trip into the Air and Space Museum, specifically for the simulator. Richard said, all I could hear was Daisy screaming, and then going, again, again, do it again, Sandy, who was piloting, and it was one of the highlights of the trip. We had a trip to a shopping mall, but in the end, the lady in the Pentagon Mall Metro was the highlight of that day. So thank you, L.A. Adams of the Pentagon Metro. Oh aye, we did the Spy Museum, the Titanic Monument, the Navy Monument and the Safeway where they have enormous 1.5 litre bottles of wine. What? They don't even have them in the airport. And yes, we did drink it all. Oops. We saw the White House, which was smaller than I expected, but we had to see it and it was quite smart. And then on the Tuesday, we met Nora again. Silver Spring Knit, one of the 4 or 5 listeners that went above and beyond the call of listener duty. She gets a gold star medal. We met up with her at the DuPont Circle at the bookshop, if you know the area. There is not only a cafe in the back of the bookshop, a great children's area of the bookshop, and a piece de resistance when travelling with a thirsty Scottishman, a bar. I parked Richard in the Bairns and I went in for an ash around the bookshop myself. I couldn't find the craft books, but or the pulled art book that I'm missing. So we ended up just buying one book for Sandy. Daisy couldn't decide between the day the crayons left or the day the crayons came back and then decided she didn't want one anyway. But it was air conditioned and it was fine. And Then we went and had the best lunch of the time, I think, we were there. It was really, really lovely in the cafe in the back of the bookshop. Then Richard took the bairns back onto the open top bus tour, which, whilst it is expensive, I'd say it was worth it. Nora and I headed to the local yarn shop. Bye bye. Woohoo, I'm going to see more wool. Loot Yarn Works, which is upstairs. I would never have found it by myself, but it's worth looking out for. There is another yarn shop kind of close by, but Nora said that the way that the metro works, because they've got kind of traffic works from the metro just now, it meant that we wouldn't be able to get there easily, so we didn't go to that one. But I was more than happy with Looped Yarns. Staff were friendly, and they had three rooms, one with equipment, notions, baggies, cash register, one big room for thinner yarns with a computer in there that you can log into Ravelry, and a wee snug for all the books, and then another room with a couch and the thicker yarns and fibre for spinning. It was just a dream to sit there and knit for a wee bit. I had, of course, forgotten my knitting, so I asked if it was okay. I knitted on the yarn that was sitting on the table already with a wee bit knitted on it, and it turned out to be Blue Sky Alpaca, and it was really nice to work with. There was blathering. We included the lady there that was sitting working on a sock, and I was only going in there for DPNs, honest gov, but I came away with some more DPNs, which is what I was looking for, and these are my favourite Clover Premium Bamboos, and these are in size 2.75mm. And a skein of the local dyer Wandering Wool sock yarn, and this is in a dark blue black, and I'm going to use it to make a travelling woman shawl. There was a couple of kits in there, and oh, the yarn was beautiful, and they had a project bag with a pattern in it as well. But by that time of the holiday, I was starting to think about how much money we'd spent, so I thought, I better not, because I don't really need all that much yarn. But I wanted to buy a travelling memento, because I will get round to it eventually. So we then went to a bead shop, which is just beside the bookshop, and it was delightful, and I got a couple of packets of beads that I thought, oh, I'll get these for my mum. But now I'm thinking I might renege on that deal, because she doesn't listen to this, so she'll never know. And I can put them into the Wandering Wool Travelling Woman shawl, and it'll be a brilliant reminder of my lunch and my afternoon, and then we had gin with Nora. Now don't worry, Mum is getting her weight in that cotton yarn, and also more fridge magnets than a fridge can fit. Then Nora took me to the Renwick Museum, which is a branch of the Smithsonian American Art Museum, and it focuses on American craft and decorative arts from the 19th to the 21st century. Oh, this was ace. There were some amazing works in there. Some I didn't get, but I appreciated the work that went into. But there was glass work, crochet work, my, the art quilts, oh, something else. And then there was a glass and wood spinning wheel, and it works, and you can see it on YouTube, which was pretty cool. Thank you, Nora, for your company, your help, your kind gifts, and just being you. Never change, right? And then we took Jan out for dinner, and we had a lovely time with fortune cookies, gin, and... Are you getting a theme here with the gin? Well, we had bought some Kurin gin from Isla in the airport on the way out. We didn't want to take it home, so we were quite generous with it. And then it was time to head to Iceland. Now, I tried to sleep on the plane, but I failed. And I watched Love, Rosie, Deadpool, Eddie the Eagle film over my travelling. But on the night flight, on the way back, I listened to Mumford and Sons' Wilder Mind 3 times. What I don't need to watch is The Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio and the bear. I was counting how many people did watch it on each flight, because we did 4, when I went up to the toilet at the back of the plane, and there was a high count of poor Leonardo. He got chewed. He did a lot of lying down on snow. He got chewed. He did a lot more lying down on the snow. Over and over again at slightly different start times. Poor Leonardo. I did kind of laugh at this, but I really did like and recommend Iceland Air. We kind of stayed in Reykjavik after so much travelling when we were in Iceland, because we didn't really feel the need to go on any more buses and we were quite jet lagged. So we did the museums, Richard did his mountain biking, we found a wedding coming out of the very distinctive cathedral, I found my Loki bulky yarn that I needed to finish my owl again. The net count is very high, even in July in Iceland. Now, it wasn't cold, like it, but it was very like Scotland and Norway with its climate and look of the place. But there was a stiff breeze on the Thursday and the extra layer was quite welcome. I didn't find the yarn in the supermarket, but there was a lot of it in the shops. I found the flea market on the Saturday down by the harbour sells the Lopi jumpers at a more discounted price than the tourist shops. Albeit when you think about the price, the tourist shops, it is actually a proper price if you count in the time to be knit and the materials. So I hope that they do hand back on the proper money to the knitters. I think they would. Now, there wasn't just Lopi jumpers either in the end for sale, because the bairns didn't actually want them. I was quite disappointed. Well, I'm nearly finished my owl again, and Richard wasn't interested either. But it wasn't just the jumpers out for sale. There was all kinds of shawls, all appropriate prices, and there's hats, headbands, mittens. Oh, the mittens. Oh, they were smart. And I bought a headband with a fairy pattern. I also saw that the yarn was sold in these round cakes or discs. And it's not properly finished off spun yarn. It's a pencil roving. But I didn't realise this until I was told on Instagram later. I was quite tickled to see that. When I was in the hand knitting co-op, a lady was buying a jumper's worth and she had a folder with the patterns out. And it was quite interesting to watch for a bit. I seemed quite nosy, but she was actually standing below my Lopi bulky and she helped me get to it. She knew I was needing it, and why? Because I was whittering on about, I need some of this, but I have two balls to get down at my shoulders. Because, of course, they can all speak English, but I can't speak Icelandic. And also, I had the ball band with me to check the number. So thank you, Mum, for that advice, even though you're not listening. Then we confirmed it. I was so happy, I gave her a hug. I was the wee mad Scottish wifey. In another Nordic shop, which I think was an old bank, we found that the Lopi was all downstairs in a safe area, which was complete with the door and the cage. I did take home two balls of Alfos Lopi in a rusty red and a dark charcoal grey, which was the colour of a building close by. Of course, I would have liked a jumper's worth, but, well, we had to eat, and Iceland is really expensive. The yarn was the price I would pay here, very reasonable, but other things were not. And bairns get kind of grumpy if you starve them. We love the outdoor swimming pools, which are warm, and ooh, whilst you have to scrub yourself in your birthday suit before you go in, segregated changing areas obviously, but this is not to upset the chemical balance of the water. It was worth it. I just focused on my daughter. And then it was time to get back to normal and travel home, which was eventful, but on the way home, and it's all over and done with now. Thank you to one and all for the holiday assistance, the company, the new friendships we made. My family and I have had an absolute blast. So if you need a pee stop and go time for the Sandy and Daisy giggle. Section. Hello to me, be with me for a while now, move with me forever, listeners. I very much appreciate you taking the time to download me and then listen to me, possibly fall asleep to me, but be with me for a while, and I hope you're enjoying yourself. A Sandy hello to new group members, Lissist, Netty Knit Plus, Guernsey Tish, Wifey33, Woolly Pins, Jane Sheelan, hello, Margaret Whirly Bird, she is brilliant. Now, well, so is Jane Sheelan, but Margaret was at camp and Heidi leaned over and she says, "Do you know, Margaret, you only speak when there's something to say, and when you do, it's hilarious." Ellen and I looked at each other. Ellen said, "Yeah, my Wilson does that too." I struggle with that. So she says, "Do you know what, let's try to do that." We failed miserably because we never shut up. So Margaret, I admire that. And I thought you were hilariously funny, even when you weren't speaking. MollyGirl01, Becky P, StageLife88, and IncogStitchCo. Stitchio? I reckon you make this up so that I can't see these things when I'm looking at them with one eye shut. Hello to you all. Random hellos to I don't have any random hellos. Hold on. I shall make some. Random hellos to Jaxie985, Heather01851, Rhubarb Crumble, OCD Birder, Parrot Head Knitter, Pretty in Pink. Now, the Uncal. Stage 1 of the Uncal Division 1, leave it, is still carrying on, although you have to pick it up again. So, pick it up. Doesn't sound the same, does it? Pick up sticks. Carry on that cal that you had left sitting for long enough in the first division and see if you can finish it by September the 1st. Hopefully it's not a big jumper that you've left and are having to work on in this summer heat. Unless you're here, because it's not hot here anymore. It's warm and it's pleasant, but it's not roasty toasty. So reacquaint yourself with that whip, and after September the 1st, you'll be in a chance with some prizes. Now, I think I've kind of told you what I've been knitting, because I've made the micro preemie hat. I haven't touched my owl again, but I've bought more yarn for it. I've cut up some bags to do some scrunchies for the plarn. And, oh, I finished my paving cowl. My paving cowl. And I've got to the first triangle of my colour collusion. So I want to make lots of things. I have been making them in my head, but with the jet lag and having children home from school and trying to catch up on the weeding, the grass, the painting of the doors, the painting of the windows and life. Yeah, it's just not really happened. So, on to the drams. If you're not into the drinking, thank you for listening and I'll catch you next episode, because there's only blah 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 stuff after this. If you're into the drinking, stay tuned. This episode sees Richard and I drink a Finlagan single malt whiskey.
We're drumming. I hope you like drumming too.
Hello listeners, welcome into this episode of The Drams. And this episode we are drinking at Finlagan Isla Single Malt Scotch Whisky Old Reserve.
Old Reserve.
Pass me the box, my dear.
This box here?
This box there.
Okay.
So, this is a cuboid box.
Thumbs up.
Oh, well done.
Two thumbs up.
I got it right the first time. Top half, green. Bottom half, green. In the middle, cream with
it's a sort of monochrome photo montage.
That's the words I was looking for. And it says, with red, black. Well, it's not black, it's dark green, isn't it? Writing. Specially selected.
Say that again?
You've got a really, really. This Richard's head appeared over my shoulder. It was like, ooh, I should look at this like a dog.
Very I just closely. Like the way you went, specially selected.
I didn't mean to. Specially selected Peaty Isla Finlagan Isla Single Malt Scotch Whisky Old Reserve. There's a wee castle ruin crofty thing with a bit of the loch in the back. And it says, although there is no distillery at Finlagan Castle, this ancient home of the Lord of the Isles lends its name to one of the island's finest malt whiskies.
Now, it's a bit of a mystery.
Well, that makes me wonder where it was from, Richard.
Well, I certainly think it's from Isla.
It is definitely
from Isla. You know who we need?
Who?
The mystery team.
Scooby dooby dooby doo. Distilled, matured and bottled in Scotland, the Vintage Malt Whiskey Company Limited, Glasgow.
Language.
Oh. Small batch release product of Scotland, selected by somebody's signature. On the back, It's got a bit of information. It's 700 millilitres, it's 40% alcoholic volume percent, and it's got lots of information in small writing.
Go for it. Do you want me to read it?
No. I think I can manage. Listeners. On the island of Isla lies Loch Finlagan.
You've been there.
Have we?
Yeah.
A place of great importance in Scottish history.
In the loch, there are three islands, two of which are Éilean Mór, large island, and Éilean na Cairmaíl. See it quick enough, nobody will notice.
I don't.
The Council Isle. Oh, Council have got loch, an island. That's nice of them. Where the installation of the MacDonald Lords of the Isles took place. Oh, that's important. The chiefs of Clan Donald chose Finlaggan as their home, and in the centre of the lordship, so the Isla is often referred as the cradle of Clan Donald. The Lord of the Isles ruled the islands and part of the west coast of Scotland during the 13th to 15th centuries, virtually independent of royal control, until 1493 when the lordship of the Isles fell to James IV of Scotland. The heir to a strong Gaelic and Norse tradition, the Lord of the Isles, was one of the most powerful figures in the country, with the small islands and Loch Finlaggan as a centre of symbolic and historical importance. Today, a charitable organisation named the Finlaggan Trust maintains the site, and the Vintage Malt Whiskey Company Limited is a proud supporter of the Trust. Oh, one thinks maybe then that we are just buying in to a thing of history. However, that's not to dispel the whiskey. So we shall move on quickly.
Listen,
what?
Things and buying into things. I went to Tongue and ran round the castle three times.
Well, you didn't disappear into time, so that's what.
And nobody came through back through time. I was really disappointed.
Well, what would you do if you found them?
Then it would be a different story, I don't know.
Well, I'm kind of glad you didn't. Hey, could we have the bottle open, please? This is a cardboard variety of a box. Ooh, what kind of description of a bottle is yawn?
Almost empty.
Was this a birthday
present? How long
present?
Have we had? This was your birthday present in March.
This is my birthday present. This is the one that I was talking to.
Is that old? They can't even find it on the internet anymore.
Oh, the very lovely Gordon and the very lovely Kate Davis's husband, Tom. And couldn't remember the name of the whiskey, and I had to text Richard and say, what was the name of that whiskey we had? Finlaggan. This is it. It's taking me that long to get there. So the bottle. It's what?
I bought you that for your birthday.
I did, thank you very much. Yeah. Listeners, you're sharing in my birthday present. How kind are you?
In July.
June-lie?
June-lie.
Did you forget where we were?
Yeah. I'm a bit jet-lagged though.
Yeah, I'm going to blame jet lag for quite a long time.
Jet lag's bad. I don't like jet lag.
No, I don't think anybody does. I actually thought there was a place in Isla genuinely called Finlaggan that was a distillery.
No, there's no distillery. There is a place called Finlaggan. What? It's just not a distillery.
Please savour Finlaggan responsibly.
Yeah. Well, can't do anything other than responsibly.
Disappointed when
with the drip that's left in the bottle.
I'm actually thinking they've spilled that wrong. Take that spill right.
Irresponsibly.
Oh, that would be good, right. There's about not even an inch and a half worth of drink left in this. It's a nice bottle. It's a kind of tall, elegant looking thing.
Traditional.
Is it?
Yeah.
Alright, okay. It's about a bit of goldy copper.
It's the kind of thing that James would feed his pet lamb with. Or his pet cow, his pet calf.
Pet calf, because he doesn't have lambs.
No, but he has lambs. What's his name? Sutherland has lambs.
Yeah, they're not James's lambs.
They're not James's lambs, but he still has a keen eye on them.
Cork. Oh, hold on. Colour, what's left of colour in the bottle. What colour would you think that bottle of whiskey is?
Well, it's been
is?
Quite sunny of late.
Oh, well, it has.
But then we've might had bleach darker skin in here.
Well, Winnie the Pooh. Oh, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, I was thinking, oh, okay, yeah.
That's a Winnie the Pooh. What do you think it is?
That's honey. It's very honey, isn't it?
Yeah, but that is the Winnie the Pooh colour.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, cork.
Ooh.
Oh, the smell of the cork. Oh, listeners.
It smells like Isla.
Oh, it does.
Do you smell that? It's my job.
Sorry.
I'm redundant.
I'm lost. You need to pour. The smell of the cork, oh, it's just... divine. Peaty and smoky, and like you're around a sort of darkened place with fire, and there's old flagstoney walls, and there's that smell of the peat. Now, I know, listeners, some of you don't like the peep. It's fine, because there's more for me. Oh, no, it's taken it away. That's just... Oh, that's my whiskey. So you've poured it. Now, the smell in the glass. Oh, that's slightly more pear drop. You think?
And heather. Well, I was running across peat bogs this morning.
Really?
I smell heather and peat bog. Disturbed Pete.
Disturbed Pete. There's a place for him, you know.
Pete was peed off.
How come?
Because I ran over him.
What time?
Back at 6. You were sleeping, you wouldn't have known.
No, I wouldn't know.
It would have been disturbed Louise. She was sleeping.
Right, so the smell and the colour in the glass... I'm going to say it's exactly the same.
I don't get pear. I get...
Oh, I got a pear acetone smell.
Aye, acetone, yeah, but no pear.
Watermelon, eh? What other fruit have we got?
Chemically, but in a good way.
Yeah, it's chemical. It wasn't kind of like out the fruit bowl and stick your nose in and then, ooh, there's a mango. Or
yeah.
A watermelon, which you need to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Maybe half of it.
Colour in the glass, dear.
Again, I'm going Winnie the Pooh.
I'd say Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Oh, his little pal Piglet and Tigger. And they like
Winnie the Pooh and Piglet are falling out, though.
Oh, that's true. I'm quite sure Christopher Robin will sort them out. The legs...
I don't think so. I think it's beyond that.
Is it?
Hmm.
That's tragic. They've been together since, like, 1920s.
Well, Piglet voted Brexit. Winnie the Pooh didn't.
Oh.
They're trying to come to terms with the outcome of this one.
It'll be a while.
I think it will be.
Back to the whiskey listeners, because I've got nothing to say on that. The legs on the whiskey as it runs down the glass are...
Dribbly.
Some of them are thin and some of them are thick. Yeah, that's a malt. Chin.
Well, I think so. I'd be disappointed if I wasn't.
Moving on. Could you put some water in for me, please?
Okay, yeah, certainly shall.
And again, there's one tiny atom of water that went into the drink.
Slange of that.
Who are we toasting tonight?
Well, I know who I'm toasting.
Well, I think I'll toast James.
Yeah.
James the farmer.
Snap.
James is battling cancer. So, listeners, appreciate all good thoughts.
Yes.
He's fighting a hard mind.
He's a good lad that's never done anyone a bad turn.
No. So we shall drink the best of his health.
Jamesy. So, who are you going to invite tonight?
Excuse me, I haven't finished tasting this.
I haven't tasted it. I've not even tasted it.
Oh, it's burning on my tongue.
I've just smelled it. All I've done is smell.
Oh, but it's burning on my tongue. However, I'm getting peat, I'm getting heather, I'm getting smoky.
Oh, I'm running across that heather moor in Islay.
Scotland.
On the west coast.
There's no midges in this.
Washing my face with cool, wet west coast water.
Well, even if it's been bottled in Glasgow or whatever it is. Whiskey company in Glasgow. Mm.
Smoky, peaty.
Perfect. I think this is just a divine...
Do you like that?
I really like this.
Is that a good birthday present?
It was an incredibly good birthday present. Well, I think we've done really well to keep it until July.
March, April, May, June, end of July. That's 5 months.
That's a record. No, it's not. The Dalmore cigar malt lasted longer.
I know, but
that
was majorly expensive.
Well, how much was this and where did you get it from? Oh, no, you can't tell me.
I got that from...
Mackay's, the grocers.
Yes, I got it from Mackay's.
In Thurso.
It wasn't quite as expensive as the Dalmore cigar malt.
It's worth it though.
Oh, it's lovely.
Would you buy it again?
Without a doubt.
I would actually as well. It's not as strong as the Laphroaig, is what listeners, a lot of people say. Oh, no,
Laphroaig's a very distinct, unique flavour.
Mm-hmm. Which I... quite light, but I only want one of.
Mm.
Whereas this, I could drink at least two.
I'm afraid you're out of luck.
I know. So,
well, I've been coast guarding a wee bit, so we could maybe afford another one. Even though Mr. Taxman is taking 40% of everything I earn.
Mm.
But
you're not an Iceland man. No. Tasting notes. It says tasting notes. So there is tasting notes on the back of something. I think it's a bottle. Yeah. Right. Notes. Earthy, smoky, peat and salty ocean breeze.
Well, I've got all that.
I would agree. Palate, pungent peat smoke, chewy sweet, malt, pepper tar, and a touch of iodine. I would agree with that too.
We got quite close this one.
Then, that's amazing. Yeah. That's taken us like how many years? Finish. Long and warming, smoky ashes of the peat fire.
Sorry, you're talking finish as in like it's a pretense. Finish. Finished.
Yes, because there's nothing
past yet. Tense.
I might actually. Look, there's a tiny little dribble in that bottle.
Oh, we'll have that.
There's about 3 millimetres left in there.
You know, we recycle all our bottles, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I always think if we took the last dribbles out of all of them and made our own blend, it'd be brilliant.
There's always about 3 millimetres left, I think, in each one. Now, there's about half.
You're not offering it over, like?
No, if it would drip, it would drip on the table and you're not having it. It's my birthday present, you had your own. Right. So, the area is Islay. Islay is a beautiful island and I recommend everybody go visit. It's on the west coast of Scotland. You've got to get a ferry or a plane. But
a ferry from Kennacraig or Oban.
Mm-hmm.
Or I suppose
you could drive your private yacht there.
Nah.
If you were dead posh. And I'm sure we have some Dead Posh listeners. Hello, Dead Posh listeners. If you have your private yacht and you're listening to me as you're sailing over to Islay, enjoy yourself.
Mm.
Who are you inviting for your dram? He's laughing. He's giggling.
He don't care. Oh, he's nasty. You know who I'm inviting? It's Honey Badger.
Oh, Honey Badger.
Honey Badger.
He don't care.
He's nasty.
Who's Honey Badger?
He gives you the scripts.
Listeners, you can't watch this if you're offended easily. There are some sweary words.
But bad language, haven't they?
Well, there's not
it's
a
very
muckle.
Educational.
It is actually, which is a bit
but
of a
really,
shame.
It's not really.
Yeah. No, there is some educational things in it.
Thanks for the scripts, stupid.
Go onto YouTube and look at the Honey Badger video that has got the most looks on.
He don't care. They don't care.
Why not?
He's a honey badger.
And then you'll get what we're talking about. It's
We've had lots of really defined and distinguished people and the most badass animal going. Who Quattro would go, calm it down, eh, son? And he would go, okay, boss. And Bickle will be going like, come on, let's go and have some fun. It's going to be Raj.
Bickle who ate blue Play-Doh last night. Yeah.
Let's go be Raj. And Quattro will be like, hey, calm it down, son. Try to sleep here.
Honey Badger, he don't care.
No, Quattro said, Honey Badger would care.
It's okay when Honey Quattro don't care.
Honey Quattro don't care.
Mm.
Who are you going to invite?
Well, I'm going to start with Twin St Aylan.
Ooh.
And Twin St Jan.
Who I've met.
You have.
Recently.
And Dale, who's Twin St Jan's husband.
He's my neighbour.
I'd vote for him.
He's my neighbour.
He is. And all the other people that we met on holiday, including Nora.
Yep.
And Melissa.
Yep.
And all the other people.
I feel really bad, by the way, for being kind of ill and rough and just my whole everything. That knocked 6 out of me.
Well, but Melissa took you to the chemist, so I don't think we could get a better.
No, but I complained because I didn't see paracetamol in the pills.
I know you did.
I feel really, really guilty.
Looked it up, but it was paracetamol. She was ace, wasn't she?
Aye. No, and I enjoyed the wee trip to Leesburg,
mm-hmm,
to see the coolest tuba player in the world
ever. DuPont Circle. They were great.
If only my bouncing would do it justice. I do feel bad. I was just rough.
Yeah, but we would never have seen that if Melissa hadn't taken us.
I know, it was awesome.
So it was. It was really awesome. It was warm. So it was the most massive, horrible, this bug that crawled onto the picnic blanket.
It was a bug.
It was a big, huge bug.
I know, but it's a bug. Bugs got to live.
The bugs were cool.
Bugs got a right to
different
live.
Bugs, except the chiggers.
And we worked out what that beastie was that was making all that noise in the trees.
What a noise!
It wasn't a birdie.
No, it sounded like a bird.
It was a bug.
Mm-hmm. That was amazing.
I can't remember what it was called.
No, but you American listeners probably would know. It makes a really, really screamy noise. Mm. And we thought it was a bird, but it was like a locust thing.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And I met a snake.
You did? What kind of snake was it?
A big snake.
I didn't ask you what size it was. I asked you what kind it was.
What size it was? Oh, it's 20 foot at least. As thick as my arm. It's massive. It coiled up. It had hypnotic eyes and everything.
No, I think you'll find that's Ka from the Jungle Book.
It was hypnotic eyes. It was trying to tell me, give me your bike. I says, it wasn't my bike. It's not my bike. It's Dale's son's bike.
Can't get very it. Kind, thank you, Alan.
Yeah. So I walked around it. And when I felt brave, I took pictures of it. Huge.
I wouldn't have been doing
it. And it was just so happened we went to Lancaster City in Lancaster County. We went to the Natural History Museum and there was a reptile specialist and I asked her, see the picture on my phone? She went, that's a big one. And I went, yeah, I'm scared the living daylights out of me. I said, what is it? She went, oh, it looks like a black rat snake. I went, that sounds a bit intimidating. What is it? She went, it's non-venomous and it's quite docile. And I went, no.
So really, it wasn't 20 feet long and as thick as your arm.
It was a bit 8 foot long.
It's still quite a big snake.
But I didn't know. I don't know what it is. I cycled along a path and it was there and I was like, I don't know what you are.
You went, oh, Scottish, I don't know very many of them.
I went, I get eaten by midges and I know Quattro. And I went, oh, okay, fair play. On you go, son. On you go, pass.
All the time I was oblivious listeners talking, knitting and stuff. And the other people I was going to invite was all the rest of the people from camp.
Oh, cool. There was lots of friendly people there.
Lots of friendly people.
Aye.
34 friendly people. Mm. Oh no, hold on. 33 friendly people because I was there too.
And Daisy bombed most of them in the pool.
She sure did. Sandy and Daisy had a most wonderful day. Did you enjoy America?
Mm.
And in Iceland?
I loved it all. Apart from being ill, I was ill twice and I don't know what caused that, but I feel bad because I didn't really get a chance to appreciate Leesburg, which is in Virginia.
Well, we had a nice Vietnamese meal and then.
It was nice, but I was just hurting. Mm. But anyway, aside from that, these things happen. So
I think you just got the plain lorikey.
I know the guy. It was that bloke that stood behind me, that bloke from down south of us, that coughed all over me. And I felt it land in my arms.
So, listeners, see if you've got the cold and you're travelling, please cough in a tissue and throw it away. Don't spread the germs.
I'm going to hunt him down. No, I'm not.
We met so many lovely ladies and listeners at that camp, didn't we?
Oh, it was great.
Mm.
It was great. There was lots of like wee periods of people giving them shot in the wee buggies.
Oh.
Shots in the iPads.
Yeah.
Swimming.
Mm-hmm.
On the last day of your camp,
mm-hmm.
The bears went out to feed the animals on the farm. I went out cycling. They came back. Dale went back to the camp, you all came back to the farm, and lo and behold, there was a newborn alpaca.
Oh, it was so cute, wasn't it?
It was cute. I don't really go into cuteness and stuff, but it was nice to see it because it was like just part of natural progression and stuff. But it was nice. I can't believe how big it was and how
soft it was.
Well, how resilient them, like walking about you and hairy and everything.
Yeah, it was just like, I'm here, I wasn't here a minute ago, and now I'm here. It wasn't kind of like a little tiny baby going, feed me, wah, poop, poop, spew, spew, poop, poop. It was just, I shall bounce over here, and then I shall bounce over here, I'm going to
That's my experience of bears. Let's go and have experiences. Let's go and have adventures.
I think that.
We'll do dangerous things and we'll get Mummy up to hide out.
Oh, there was a bit of that. What was your favourite bit about being a wee?
What's my favourite bit? My favourite bit, I really enjoyed the Smithsonian museums.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed just going and exploring things and places. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed the farm and meeting Dale and then meeting Jana in the back of that.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoyed going swimming at the camp. Didn't enjoy the travelling about so much. I didn't enjoy being ill.
No.
But I enjoyed just going experiencing I found America was two extremes of being really friendly, really helpful, really accommodating to being the opposite. And I won't dwell on the negatives. But the positives were great. It's a really lovely. The nice people were really nice, and the helpful people were really helpful, and the positive people were really positive.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just dwell on that.
I quite liked opening up the parents' experiences and people that they met along the way.
It reduces their barriers, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I'm missing the president.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm.
That you couldn't get more American than that at the time, could you? Because we were standing at the Lincoln Memorial, looking at the George Washington Memorial. And of course, there's three big, huge helicopters that fly past. And one of them was the president.
He waved at us.
I know.
But we obviously couldn't stop because we were busy. We had an agenda.
We did, and he wasn't part of it. So we just waved to him and we just kind of let him get on with his business.
Yeah.
So it was a fantastic couple of weeks away, wasn't it?
It was great. I loved it.
Jet lagged this week has been
I'm still jet lagged.
I so am I.
I think I need to just go back.
Can we?
Yeah. I'll be up for it if I can get a job.
I don't know if I'd like to live there.
I have to get a job before this wall's built, though.
Oh, well, that's true. I will not get in if the wall's built. But then if you don't vote for him, there won't be a wall.
Fair play.
Listeners, there's a thing. I better leave that hanging, actually. I don't think we should go any further with that one.
You don't, eh?
No, I'm not going to talk about your politics. We'll have yous all around for a dram. This dram is inclusive. So, Richard, you would buy this again?
Without a doubt.
You'd go on holiday to America again?
Without a doubt.
Perfect. Can't say better than that.
Mm-hmm.
So, here's to you.
Aich va.
Sanja va. Yeah, we had a bit of a riot. It's a lovely dram. And sadly, there's no more. Blah, 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 section. Thank you so much for listening and I hope that you enjoyed my American trip rundown. Some of you might have liked to come with me, I'm sure. I had four in fact, we had an allocation of 8 suitcases on the way back, so you could have fitted in there. Granted, you might have wanted to breathe on the way back, but Iceland air, that's where it's at. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate taking the time to download and listen to me splaff on and on and on and on. My email is keithnesscraftcollective@gmail.com. I am on Ravelry as Louise Hunt, Etsy, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook as keithnesscraft. You can access my Flickr photos from LouiseG2010, which I couldn't remember the password for, but I can now. And via the Podbean site as www.caithnesscraftcollective.podbean.com and the photos are down the right hand side. The intro and the outro are free music archive and it's called Entertainment for the Brain Dead by a friend. Not that I think any of you are brain dead, it's just I like the introduction as it was tuneful. Thank you for listening and keep on crafting.